the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first reading from the Bible was the story of Jacob and his dream, how he lay down, took a stone and used it as a pillow, which doesn't sound very comfortable. But I was told a story about my grandfather, who was a soldier in the First World War. They were in some small town in Belgium, and they were going to have to spend the night out in the open. So he laid his head on the curbstone with his feet sticking out into the street, and apparently he slept soundly all night. No dream of angels and ladders, though. This story of Jacob's dream is very old and contains some fascinating psychological insights. It is what we might call a boundary situation. Jacob is leaving behind his old life, his parents, and his great rival, his brother Esau. He is about to cross into a new situation. He is going ahead to an uncertain future and discovers God. He says, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven." It is what is known in the ancient Celtic tradition of Christianity as a thin place where the boundary between the earthly and the heavenly, between God and humanity, is thin, like a net curtain, and we see glimpses through the divide. Angels are traditionally go-betweens between heaven and earth, and their presence here with this communicating ladder is another illustration of how this boundary can be crossed. When Nathanael met Jesus, it was another of these boundary experiences, for it would change his life. Jesus promises that he will see angels. Nathanael has come to a thin place too, for Jesus is the embodiment of a life lived at this boundary between the human and the divine. I'm sure we've all had experiences of this sense of being in a holy place, where we have also felt, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven." For me, Bruder Klaus Chapel in Flüeli-Ranft is one of those places. Standing at the entrance to the tomb of St. Peter earlier this year was another one. Like Nathanael, both Peter and Klaus had an encounter with Jesus, which was a life-changing experience, a boundary leading to a new stage in their lives. And I can identify with both these men in this experience. We're here today to celebrate a baptism, and baptism too is one of these boundary experiences. There are these questions about turning, about repentance that we will hear later on, which means leaving old ways behind. There is the water, reminding us of the Red Sea and the River Jordan, other crucial crossing points, or indeed Jacob's own later struggle with God at a river crossing. It is a thin place, for here God's story and Ben's story intersect, and so too at the Eucharist, by the action of the Holy Spirit, God is present in the earthly matter of bread and wine, and also in us, his children. At the altar, the veil is lifted aside a fraction, and we see on this side glimpses of the heavenly reality beyond. boundary situations do not just occur in explicitly liturgical form, but liturgy, particularly the sacraments of the Church, enables us to put God's story and ours together. The boundary Jacob is about to cross is one from dependence to independence and onward to interdependence, from bondage to freedom even. He is no longer tied to his parents, to the destructive relationship with his brother. He is setting off to establish himself as his own self. It is a metaphor for a newly married couple setting up home, a teenager going through all the struggles of adolescence to find him or herself in the adult world, or the older person facing retirement. The thing is, which way are we going to cross these boundaries? If what lies on the other side of the boundary is freedom, then hand in hand with it goes responsibility, including the responsibility of the wrong decisions and choices that we make. Clearly, God's will is for us to move towards maturity, fulfillment, to the attainment of a rounded, balanced relationship with him and with one another. The story of the cross tells us that this relationship is not arrived at without a struggle. Once again, the water of baptism gives us a clue. At baptism, we are immersed, symbolically at least, in a medium in which we cannot survive. We must struggle to get free and to emerge to life again. But not the same life as before. This is the new, redeemed life, which is God's will for us. It is, if you will, the sort of relationship parents hope their children will grow into. They grow up so that they can fend for themselves, can move from dependence to interdependence, based on mutual respect and understanding, where new and lasting bonds have been established on both sides. Again, the Eucharist, with its interplay of offering, receiving, and giving back, is a weekly illustration of this process. It is a thin place where God and man come together. The violence of breaking, as we do with the bread, symbolizes the struggle that leads to the establishment of a new, reconciled relationship. And because there is this struggle, there is always the possibility that something could go wrong, badly wrong, that the person fails to cross the boundary, for instance, and remains in an infantile, dependent state. Or the process of leaving and becoming independent results in bitterness and alienation. The Church, in the celebration of the sacraments, provides resources to help prevent this from happening. The narrative of the Eucharist moves from betrayal to resurrection, and therefore presents us with the possibility of a positive, life-giving outcome, from even when events have apparently taken the most horrible wrong turning. How is this achieved? Angels ascending and descending, whether via the ladder in Jacob's dream or upon the Son of Man in the vision which Jesus presents to Nathanael. These illustrate the nearness of God at these crucial boundary moments in our lives. However we conceive of these creatures we call angels, whether it is or not with wings of fire, with eyes of flame, they stand for God's guidance, his presence in our lives, to point the way ahead, to help us to negotiate the crossing of these boundaries, so that each becomes a step towards the maturity and balance that is his wish for our lives. Be prepared then, like Nathaniel, to see greater things, these points where God's story and ours intersect, and be ready to hear the fluttering of the wings. Amen.